Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, first, let me apologize. The Saints are not 0-3. They're 0-2. I looked at the schedule wrong and was counting one of the preseason games. Joining us is Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Jeff, it feels like 0-3. It's not. It's just 0-2.
Yeah, it feels like inevitable that 0-3 feels it will be on the table. Next week, the Saints are going to go out to Seattle and be 8.5-point underdogs, and they're going to be much bigger underdogs when they go to Buffalo. So it's not going to get any easier, and I think that's what makes the loss yesterday all that more frustrating, because the 49ers had their backup quarterback, didn't have their star wide receiver, their star tight end, and he still couldn't get it done. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, I was really upbeat about the game. You know, a lot of the times, as you've pointed out this before, sometimes it's luck when you catch a team in a certain predicament with injuries that works to your advantage. I think this was a perfect example of that, but we just couldn't bring it home.
Yeah, and it was how it happened that really was frustrating, because for the second consecutive week, you know, week one, I was like, okay, maybe this is a mirage. Week two, it's a trend in that the Saints forced third and long just about as often as you could hope, right? Like, they had the 49ers in third and seven or longer eight different times for the second consecutive week. They didn't get off the field on even 50% of those situations. I think they only got off the field on three of the instances in which they forced third and seven or longer. Two of them were by penalty. One of them was a 42-yard touchdown to Juwan Jennings that really felt like a backbreaker. And it's like, you just can't win that way. Like, you, and it's a weird thing to try to balance, because forcing third and longs is the ideal scenario. Like, it means that you're succeeding on early downs, and that should be the part that you really kind of sink your teeth into. And I think that's where, you know, when we talk about, okay, what is the impact of not having Chase Young on the field? It's that. It's those obvious passing situations where he's here to rush the passer. He's here to be able to pin his ears back and get upfield and make Mac Jones' life miserable. And they just don't have a star pass rusher without him out there. And I think that's the story. Like, if a guy's just able to sit in the pocket and dissect you in those situations, you're going to have a hard time. And that's kind of the story of that game.
You know, a lot of people are saying, well, that's only one player, but there are a lot of intangibles, right? And you talk about this because the offense will be focused on that individual because of the strengths that he brings, which creates seams and opportunities for other people along the defensive line.
Yeah, I think it's simpler than that, and it's just that I trust him to win one-on-one. Right?
Yeah.
Like, the Saints were, you know, you're trusting a rookie on the back end, so I think they were a little hesitant to send a lot of pressure and expose Jonas Sanker, a guy, you know, who I think played pretty well, but you got to protect him to some extent. And so it was a lot of four-man rush, and, you know, you need somebody to win. And too much of the time, you just didn't have anyone winning. You know, Chris Rumpf made a nice play to open the second half, really kind of swung momentum for you. But, you know, even that sack took 4 seconds. Like, you weren't getting to the quarterback nearly often enough or nearly fast enough to really kind of take the 49ers out of their rhythm, out of what they wanted to do. And that's how they took advantage. And that's why you have a star pass rusher, right? That's why you were willing to shell out that 3-year, $51 million contract, because you see him as that guy. And when you take him out of the equation, you know, you can do a lot of things right. But if you can't finish off and force a punt or force a field goal or just get off the field in whatever way makes sense, you know, it's going to be a long day. And, you know, I look at what Spencer Rattler's done over the last 2 weeks, and it's hard to ask a young quarterback in his eighth career start to do a lot more than what he did yesterday, with 3 touchdown passes in the red zone, no turnovers again. He threw the ball 35 times, didn't turn it over, completed 73% of his passes. There was a lot of drops in there as well, especially early in the game. And, you know, the coaches will talk about complementary football, right? Like, okay, what do we have to do on both sides of the ball? And you're not getting that right now. You're getting effective play in spurts, and then you're getting big letdown moments in critical opportunities. And that's just a recipe for losing games. And frankly, it's why when I came to the season, I was saying, hey, 4-13 feels like the number, because I expect the Saints to be in a lot of games. I think they have talent. They just don't make the winning plays frequently enough. And that's how you lose games. That's why every year you see kind of the same teams finding ways to win close games and the same teams finding ways to lose close games. Cause I firmly have the belief that winning doesn't happen by accident. Winning is a learned skill, and it's one that the Saints don't have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you look down the stat sheet, right, a lot of what we've talked about in the past didn't happen this weekend, you know, yesterday. Red zone efficiency, 3-for-3, 100%. Goal-to-go efficiency, 2-for-2, 100%. You talked about 25 at 34, no interceptions, 5 yards average per pass play for, you know, a rookie quarterback, as you point out. They kept it safe. He kind of delivered, but it was, you know, stacking these things together, creating the momentum and carrying it across the field. It just did not happen for whatever reason. And how do you change that?
I think a lot of it is getting off the field on third downs. I really do. Like, when I look at this game, that is the glaring thing that prevented you from winning this game, was that you got the 49ers and Mac Jones and this undermanned offense into negative down and distance situations, and time after time after time, you were unable to take advantage. On the scoring drive, their last scoring drive of the game, they converted a 3rd and 10 and a 3rd and 11 on back-to-back sets of downs, the second of which was for a 42-yard touchdown. You can't do that. That's just it's not how you win games, right? But I still, you know, I talked to Justin Reed about this after the game. Like, you know, the part that I think gets a little bit forgotten, because the second half was kind of up and down the field and there were some exciting moments, is Saints stole momentum at the end of that first half. There was a minute and 10 seconds to go. Spencer Rattler throws a dime. Juwan Johnson makes an incredible catch for a touchdown. Saints are down 9-7. The 49ers get the ball after halftime. So they're not going to be super aggressive. They're going to be conservative. And in no universe should they be able to go down and score a touchdown on you. And that's what happened, right? If it's a field goal, when you go into the breakdown 12-7, it's a one-score game, that feels like, hey, we're right there. We get a stop. And you did come out of halftime. You go and score a touchdown, you're ahead. Instead, you know, they just kind of methodically go down the field. Christian McCaffrey gets wide open at the goal line. And you allow a touchdown drive to Mac Jones with a minute 10 left in the first half, right after you finally got something going on offense. Like, that's just the type of thing that can't happen. And for a team that, you know, I felt like this defense was going to be a strength of this team early in the season, and it just hasn't been. And, you know, and that's why, you know, it's hard to be hypercritical of a young quarterback when it's the veteran-laden defense that seems to be letting them down.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting, and as you pointed out, the only other observation I have, especially with a rookie quarterback, I think there were at least three drop passes yesterday, if not more. Do you recall?
Yeah, there was a couple. I know Juwan Johnson had a couple early in the game that seemed to kind of just hit him in the chest and bounce off. I think there was another one. I can't recall who it was.
I think Olave dropped one or two.
Olave's was tough. He was kind of wide open in the end zone, and I think Spencer, he had to throw the ball early. He had a little pressure, and I think he just didn't get it. They just didn't agree on necessarily where the route was going. Maybe put a little bit more air under it, let him adjust to it. But I wouldn't put that as a drop. I think that was just a miss by the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, on the next play, it looked like Olave just wasn't expecting. Like, again, you know, I think the misses in this instance were chemistry misses, right? Like, there's a few different types of misses. There's just inaccuracy, and that's one thing, and you fix that through mechanics and whatever. And then there's chemistry misses where a guy's just not where you think he's going to be, or a guy's seeing something and reading it one way and the quarterback's reading it another way. And I think that's more what it was. There was a couple slips. The turf was really slick. People have been talking about that. And you know, you lose opportunities.
Yeah,
what is
up with that? I mean, I know they have cleats of different lengths. People were sliding all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know. They replace the turf in the dome every year. I don't know the mechanics of it. How one set of turf might be a little slicker than another set of turf. But even on the final play of the game, you know, Spencer's trying to escape pressure. He tries to step up, and his cleat, he just loses the cleat, and you know, it blows plays up. And I don't know. Hopefully, that kind of, it should be an advantage for the Saints, to be completely honest. Like, they're the team that plays on it the most, so they're the one that's used to it. Which is why it makes it frustrating that I see the Saints as the ones that seem to be slipping the most. So I don't know. Like, maybe have another practice in there, get something. But it's a problem. They need to figure that out.
Second weekend in a row that we miss another field goal. This is we can't afford these things, right?
Yeah. No. Looked at it today in the All-22 to try to figure out, hey, maybe something went wrong with the procedure. Maybe the hold wasn't right. It looked fine to me. And it was a weird kick because, you know, Blake, what I'll say for Blake is when he misses, it's usually because, you know, he has laser straight kicks and he starts it out right and it's too far right and it goes right. You know, he starts it out left, it's too far left, it goes left. In this case, it was kind of this weird kind of slice. So he didn't catch it the way that he wanted to catch it. I thought maybe at first maybe the laces were in or something, and he just kind of put some weird spin on it. But I think he just missed. That's frustrating because, you know, and I think that kind of played into, you know, another situation, which is, hey, you know, if Blake is knocking the ball through and you feel really confident in him, there was a situation where they bypassed a 59-yard field goal attempt to punt from the 41-yard line. And in a game where, you know, you don't expect a ton of points, it was higher scoring than I anticipated. Like, I trust Blake from 59 yards. That's well within his range. It's just a matter of confidence. You send Kai Kroger out there, he punts it into the end zone. Like, you traded, you punted for 21 yards of field position, and that's not what you want. I think that's definitely an issue, and it's one that I did not expect. You know, you watch him out in training camp in the preseason, he's just knocking everything through. It's early in the season. You're not going to change kickers. He's got to sort it out quickly because the leash is only so long. And we saw that with the 49ers. They came in with a different kicker in that game because Jake Moody, a guy they drafted in the third round, 3 years ago? They cut him. They moved on from him because he couldn't be consistent. So, Blake's got to sort it out. He's got to sort it out quick.
Real quick, we go out to Seattle to play the Seahawks. Historically, the Saints have not fared well going to Seattle for a long period of time. This is going to be a tough game.
Yeah, it's going to be physical. You know, that crowd is always going to get after it. I don't see the Seahawks as this kind of high-flying offensive group. Sam Darnold has played pretty well against the Saints whenever they faced him before. Obviously, it was a different defense. I remember a game against the Panthers that he really kind of took him apart in. But, I think it's going to be kind of another rock fight. And if the Saints can execute, they have a chance. If they continue to make kind of bonehead mistakes and miss field goals and drop passes, then, yeah, it's going to be a lot more of the same.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to hope for the best. They are 0-2. I've been getting a lot of texts. No, they're 0-2. I get it. I get confused because college is at – they've played three games.
Sure. Yeah. I hear you.
I don't do this enough to be on top of all of these things, but nonetheless.
I think you're doing just fine. Don't worry about it. Don't let the texters get to you.
No, I just hope that I want so bad for them to get that first win. And I thought yesterday was going to be the day we were catching San Fran at the right time. A lot of injuries, backup quarterback, and just couldn't pull it off, man. Just really frustrating. But I was just hoping for the team, because like you said, I think winning can be infectious, and it's a mindset, and once you start having more successes than failures, it feeds on itself, which is important. Team.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I agree 100%.
Thank you, sir. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, Noel. Thanks.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.